At the beginning of the show, we said that Joel is describing the dilemmas that still face our resistance. We who are grappling with how to move on beyond commodification, beyond dehumanization, and beyond our separation from each other. And when we attempt to move on beyond commodification and dehumanization and our separation from each other, at every one of those junctures sits the state enforcing them. The state is the enforcer for power in every way, at every level. And that no one says this is not by accident. The state appears at every juncture, every level, every box we're herded into. Power can only hide, however, if we are self-regulating, i.e. obedient. But disobedience is easily contained within a narrow state frame, as every state, to be a state, must be able to arouse anger against an other, create buffers to ward off potential invasions of thought as this, as rage, ideas that challenge it, i.e., challenge the legitimacy of rule itself. So states are guardians at the gate. Police are global interactions, are idea exchanges, to be ready to repulse potential threats. Plato guided them well in this, as in everything. His railings against imperialism, which was his word for foreign invasions of thought. Plato guided them well in this, no less than in the need for keeping youth in check. So how do we see the state standing at the gate? How do we out power wherever it hides? In class, in those so-called natural inequalities and greed, that corporate acquisitiveness that has run rampant and it's nobody's fault, it's just the machine. Human nature is also necessarily gonna lead to this, we're told, because it's greedy and violent. But if we can set a path to a future that is the opposite of power, then power can't hide in our movement. As I read Rage Against the Machine, I found myself noticing if there was a way power could have been outed at various junctures, made transparent, and so both enable a focused effort to move on around it, assuming a clear goal, as well as to enable us to use it, our encounters with power's representatives, as a learning experience, as they do, as they use their encounters with us.